And we are back. Welcome back to another episode of the Depressed Cincinnati Sports Fan Podcast. We are not depressed on this podcast. This is your instant reaction pod as your Cincinnati Bengals come back and defeat the Minnesota Vikings 27-24 in overtime. Saturday afternoon football at Paycor Stadium. Ladies and gentlemen, I am speechless. I cannot believe this team won. This team in this game, with everything on the line and everything that went really bad in the beginning in this football game, for this Bengals team to rally behind with a backup quarterback in Jake Browning, who is just putting up numbers like crazy these last three games, from losing DJ Reader, losing DJ Ivy, losing Jamar Chase, and you still found a way to come back in this game against a really, really talented and stingy Minnesota Vikings defense. They got Justin Jefferson back. Ty Chandler looked like Walter Payton in this mug. Jordan Addison had a good game for them. And for all of that, to happen, and for the Cincinnati Bengals to win the football game the way they did in dramatic fashion, I don't know what else to say, but I am so, so proud of this football team. This team has just been living on just adversity after adversity all season long, from losing your franchise quarterback and then just having players getting hurt here and there, and especially in this game. And you just thought, man, you know, this two-game window of the Bengals beating the Jaguars and Colts is all going to come down to a crashing end, because in this game against the Vikings today, you lose DJ Reader, your best run stopper, and the Vikings just ran the ball like crazy in this game. And then you just felt like you lost Alex Kappa. It was just, and Charlie Jones got hurt. It was just like there were so many injuries, so many things that were happening against the Bengals. But you know what? They found a way to still win the football game, guys. The Bengals are now 8-6 overall on the season, and their playoff hopes are still alive, because if they would have lost this game today, playoffs would have been over. It's over. Season's over if they would have lost this game. But for them to come back the way they did, unbelievable job by the whole team. You guys deserve a standing ovation. I've been a Bengals fan for a long time, ladies and gentlemen, and I've been through the ups and downs of being a lifetime-long Cincinnati Bengals fan. But for some reason today, I just feel very proud to be a fan and just very, very, very proud of this team. It's just, I just can't believe they won the football game. I cannot believe they won this football game, because they know they were going to win this game. Us fans, we were like, I don't know. And T. Higgins. T. Higgins, man. I think the year that he's had with the injuries and then not being himself, dropping passes where we know T. Higgins don't drop passes, this guy was back. T. Higgins was back in this game today. And you look at his stats, 4 catches, 61 yards, but two fourth quarter touchdowns that led the Bengals comeback in this game. And his second touchdown catch, guys, if you get a chance to watch the highlights of the game, that catch he made, and for him to stretch the ball out with his long hands, his 6'4" frame, unbelievable. Jake Browning just threw that ball up in the air and said, you know what, T, you're tall, fuck it. I trust you. Go catch that. unbelievable. And welcome back, T. Higgins. And I hope this is the T. Higgins we're going to see the remaining three games of the season, because the Bengals are going to need him, because we don't know the severity of Ja'Marr Chase's shoulder injury. So this T. Higgins performance was much, much, much needed. Tyler Boyd, we gave him so much shit this year with his drop passes and then the drop game-winning, potential game-winning touchdown catch that he did not deliver against the Houston Texans. That huge 44-yard reception in overtime on third down and 9 to get the Bengals in position to win the game and have McPherson kick the game winner. Well done, Tyler Boyd. That was just hard-earned yards after the catch. You deserve a standing ovation. I know myself on this podcast have been negative on you, but you have been a great asset to this organization as a player. And I just had a feeling that Tyler Boyd was going to make a key catch down the stretch where the Bengals need a reception from one of their best receivers. And Tyler Boyd, yeah, he's on the level of Chase and Higgins, but I know he's dropped some passes, but when he does catch the ball and he does go for yards and it goes for good yards, he is very, very dependable. So I'm happy for Tyler Boyd that he made that huge, huge third down conversion that went 44 yards. And then the Bengals defense. Now, the Bengals defense really struggled in this game, especially against the run. And obviously, the Bengals run defense has not been the best all year. They allowed 143 on the ground, but when the defense needed to make plays, they did. And especially in the second half, where Minnesota took a 17-3 lead, and then you thought, okay, this is going to be game right here. But the Bengals offense was able to finally get it to going in the beginning of fourth quarter. The Bengals defense made a stop, and the Bengals offense came back, and the Bengals defense did not, you know, they weren't able to stop the Vikings. And then the Bengals defense were able to make the clutch plays needed, especially in that overtime. I don't know what was Vikings head coach Kevin O'Donnell thinking, where you run third and one from your own 42, right? From your own 42, you run the ball, you didn't get it. Okay. I believe, no, that was third and inches. They didn't get it. So it was fourth and one. They decided to run the ball again. I'm sorry. They wanted to QB sneak it with Nick Mullins and have a small running back in Powell to push him in and get Nick Mullins across the first down line. What was that play call? Was unbelievable. I was like, you know that Mickey Mouse meme that says, "I'll fucking do it again." That was Kevin O'Donnell right there. It's like, yeah, let's try it again. He did not fool Lou Anarumo's defensive unit on that play. What a huge stop. Game changer, season changer right there. And yeah, I really thought after the Bengals went 3-and-out in their first overtime possession that I thought the Vikings were going to drive down the field and kick a winning field goal with Greg Joseph, because it looked like it did. It looked like that drive for the Vikings were going to start off well. Hockenson had 2 catches, and I'm like, yep, this is going to be game. And then the Vikings were like, you know what, let's just run the ball with our quarterback instead of running with Ty Chandler, who had a career game in this one, looking like freaking Jim Brown out there. Rest in peace, Jim Brown. But like, if I'm a Minnesota Vikings fan, I am furious at those play calls. Like, what are you doing? But hey, it helps the Bengals out right there. Okay, let's see. Zach Taylor is talking to the media. He says Jake is just so steady. He doesn't get rattled by a negative play. Points out he came right back after the pick with a touchdown drive. Yeah, he did. He did. After that, I remember that interception he threw where it was just like he should have not thrown that pass, because there was the Vikings were baiting him on that interception and he threw it. But for him to come back after the defense held, and for him to come back and have that touchdown drive where it was the first T. Higgins touchdown catch, that was big. I don't think anything really rattles Jake Browning at all. And that's just, man, unbelievable.
Zach also says, it took everybody, players, coaches, crowd. It was as hard-fought a game as I've ever been part of. Yeah, it was. It was a hard-fought game, but it was an emotional game for the Bengals, for the team, for the fans. Oh, my gosh. That was a fun game. That was a fun game to watch. Like, I was obviously nervous, but it was just fun to watch them come back. But also, I was getting a little sad. I'm like, oh, my gosh. They rally and come back in this game against a really good defense, and they're gonna choke it away, but they didn't. Man, Zach says also, it was an emotional game. That thing was a roller coaster. That was like the season a little bit. Can't panic. There's no fear. Just who's going to make the play. Man, I can't believe they won that game. But that team believes in each other. I can't believe they won. Man. Man, man, man. Let's see some more stats from this game. Hold on just a second. Jake Browning was 29 for 42 for 324, two touchdowns in that pick. He was sacked four times. He had a rating of 97.7. Joe Mixon, man, that fourth and goal touchdown run that Mixon had, that second effort, Joe Mixon runs really, really, really tough. He runs with toughness, and I really don't understand why Bengal fans are at times so cold to this man. He is such an underappreciated Bengals player. Joe Mixon, that touchdown run he had in the fourth quarter, let me see. I saw a stat that the Bengals Twitter tweeted out. Give me a second. Yeah, that touchdown run that Mixon had tied him with Rudy Johnson, who was my favorite Bengals running back, for second most rushing touchdowns in team history. I don't get why you guys don't realize how valuable Joe Mixon has been to this franchise. Not only is he a good running back, but he's also one of the best running backs when it comes to receiving the football, man. Get this man some respect. See, Jamar Chase, 4 catches, 64 yards. Oh, man. Can we talk about that throw Jake Browning made to Chase on 3rd and 21 to keep that drive alive in order for Mixon to have that touchdown run? Holy shit. 3rd and 21? And you get 25 yards in that? Oh, what a throw by Jake Browning and catch by Jamar right there. And then the Vikings are kicking themselves. In the first half, they had two trips to the red zone. All ended, right? It all ended in turnovers. Interception by Mike Hilton, and then an interception by BJ Hill. If the Vikings scored in those possessions, this game is totally different, and they obviously would have won the game because they lost 27-24. They would have probably won a game 38-27. So they left 14 points off the map right there. Miles Murphy, you still had probably one of your best games so far as a pro. You had 4 total tackles, you had 2 solo, and also you had a sack and a tackle for loss. So well done, Miles Murphy. Trey Hendrickson. You know what? For the longest time, I've been saying Trey's last name, Henderson. Hendrickson. Come on, Jay. So Trigger Trey, as people call him. This guy had a 1.5 sack, and man, Jermaine Pratt, he had a pick 6, but Trey jumped the count way too early. But now as I see replay of it, I think he timed that count perfectly. So I don't know if it was offsides or not, but either way, Trey with that sack he had today is up to 15.5 sacks, a career high for him. And, by the way, before the season, me and Tommy did a podcast previewing the Bengals season and did, like, awards predictions. And I had a BHAG award, which means Big Hairy Audacious Goal. Is that how you say that word? The A word? No, but you know what I mean. Like a big, bold prediction goal. I said that Trey Hendrickson
was going to lead the league in sacks. He's tied for second right now, ladies and gentlemen. And we got 3 games left in the season. That prediction by me is looking really good right now. Looking really good. So shout out to Trey. And well done, Miles Murphy, as well. And good interception by Mike Hilton. Evan McPherson, in your career against the Minnesota Vikings, your first game, you kicked the game winner in overtime. In this one, you kicked the game winner in overtime. Both the final scores are the same. Week 1 of 2021, 27-24 in overtime. Week 15 of 2023, 27-24. What? Oh, week 14, I'm sorry. Like, what? That's crazy, right? Same result. All ended in overtime. So well done, Evan McPherson. That's why you draft a kicker in the draft, for those moments like that. Let's see. Is there anything else to add? As always, me and Tommy are going to be back this week recapping this crazy, crazy classic victory. And I'm definitely going to rewatch the game and obviously watch the All-22 because, man, some good stuff, especially in the later quarters, man. No, that's pretty much it. That's pretty much all I got. And right now, there's a football game going on because I am recording this podcast on a Saturday because we got Saturday football. The next game right now being played is the Steelers and Colts. And I was informed that we need the Steelers to beat the Colts because the Colts have a better conference record than us. So with the Steelers winning, that helps us continue to be... Right now, we're in the sixth spot currently as of now. Let me double check that first. Yeah, right now the Bengals hold the sixth spot in the AFC. The Steelers are the seven. Now, if you look at conference records, the Bengals are 3-6 in the AFC, and the Steelers and Colts are 5-4. Steelers already beaten the Bengals. The Bengals have already beaten the Colts. That was last week. So I don't get the scenario why we had to root for Pittsburgh. I'm hoping for a tie in that game. And then obviously the night game between Detroit and Denver. Denver is hot right now, so you want the Lions to win so you can like knock down the Broncos down a notch. So I'm just looking at the standings right now. So the Bengals right now hold the sixth spot. And guess we have to root for the Steelers, but that goes against everything I believe in when it comes to sports. No, not happening. Fuck that noise. Get out of here. Okay, guys, you guys go enjoy the rest of your weekend, okay? Because we can get to watch football Sunday and not stress at all because our Bengals already won a football game on Saturday. That's the best feeling. And also, the Bengals will be playing again next Saturday. They'll be taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers in Pittsburgh, 4:30 on NBC. Let's hope the Bengals win that game so our Christmas can be a blessing and great and not all sad, depressed, and moopy. I love you guys. This has been one crazy season, ups and downs. It's just like a roller coaster, but here we are. The Cincinnati Bengals are 8-6. And still in the playoff mix with a backup quarterback who is playing really well. And they just keep finding ways to win. That's 3 in a row. And hey, man, let's enjoy this. Let's just have fun and enjoy this because this group, they're resilient. As much shit that we give this group at times and many times that I yell at them and be like, what are you doing? Blah, blah, blah. Hey, they fight. They fight hard. And that's a sign of a team that really wants to win. But it's a culture thing. I think fans, after Joe got hurt, just wanted this Bengals team to tank. And I wasn't a belief that I wanted this team to tank, but it's like I was thinking maybe we have to look ahead in the offseason. But I didn't want this team to lose all the remaining games. Hell no. We're not the Bengals of old. This is the new Bengals team. And for the old fans like myself and others, it's like, we're not thinking about the NFL draft. We're not thinking about losing the remainder of the games of the season. Like, what are you talking about? Those are the new Bengals fans from 2021 that are saying that. No. We're all about winning here in Cincinnati, okay? So, enjoy this, okay? Enjoy this, and let's do it again next Saturday, but with less dramatics like on this one. Love you guys. I am out. Peace.